everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
I want to talk about two different types of trouble. Acts 17, verse 16 says, while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city. Background with this, Paul was, I could be wrong, I'd have to go back and check. I think this was the fifth, might be the sixth city that Paul was in after being chased out of a city, either by being stoned or run out because they're going to try to kill him. Like the sixth city that he was going into. So what I want us to think about is, you can even put yourself in this place. Think about if you got ran out of town six times in a row. What would your mind space be? I can tell you just for a little bit, like there, you know, there's moments where Jess and I have had where people haven't treated us really kindly. And that hurts. You know, it doesn't feel awesome. Doesn't feel great. I'll tell you, the hurdle you have to do then after that is to not think the next person's going to treat you like that. That's the hurdle. So to go back to Paul, what do you think, or maybe what could he be thinking in this moment in his sixth city, thinking, I can't believe that I went to all these other towns, tried to help them, and I got a rock for my trouble, right? You know? And so here's my point. With this is, it says, when Paul was waiting in Athens, he was deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city. So the understanding is he's not deeply troubled by all the trouble he'd experienced. He was deeply troubled because he saw other people worshiping something other than God. Take it a step further. He wasn't thinking about all the trouble and hardship that he was going through. He was actually thinking about all the mess that other people were in. So as a leader, it is vital that we can understand, okay, how do I move from not just internalizing my trouble, but actually seeing trouble on the outside? So how can I, to get down a little more root, how can I be more unselfish and more others-focused? Yeah. Because trouble, a lot of times when you go through trouble, trouble inherently can has a little side thing that makes you start getting more inward and more focused on yourself because you've got some pain. And so because of a leader, because you want to be a good leader, you want to have the same idea that Paul had. Paul was looking up, right? He was looking. And so as a leader, you got to choose. You got to make a decision to either look in or look up, but you can't look both ways. So if you're always looking in, you will always miss other people. Conversely, if you're always looking out and you never look in, you might miss some things that need to be healed on the inside of you. But you have to, and from my point here, I want to make sure, because this is something that I've noticed, especially in the world we live in now, that that we're making idols. Just like what Paul is looking at and saying, oh, they're worshiping other idols, but these were made of stone and wood. We make different idols now. And one of them that I've seen starting to try to rise up and be the tallest idol in the room is trauma. And we have to be careful that we don't let trauma become an idol. And I heard a friend say that as well. He was talking about that idea. And I was realizing again and again that this is something that we fight in our world. Listen, you go through trauma, you go through trouble, you've got to deal with it. But don't bow to it. Because if you bow to it, then you will never, ever see other people and the trouble that they're in. Paul had trauma. He had massive trauma. And so how is he deeply troubled by other people's pain instead of deeply troubled by his own? It's because he's not bowing to an idol that's called trauma. And saying, this is not the thing that I'm going to bow my life to. I think I wrote that again because I kept thinking through the idea of you got to deal with your trauma. You can't bow to your trauma. Because if you do this, if you bow to trauma, all you will do, you won't make yourself healthy. You think you're making yourself healthy, but actually you make yourself hollow. And you're not healthy, you're just hollow because you're devoid of purpose. You don't have any purpose anymore. You've lost purpose. You've lost empathy. You've lost energy. You've lost passion. You've lost what God has put in you, but because you consistently look on the inward side. Listen, again, don't twist this because this is why this is so deceitful. Because the moment you start talking about this, people are like, well, you got to deal with this stuff. You can't stuff it. You stuff it, it's going to get worse. But I'm telling you, don't stuff it. Have a funeral for it. Bury it. But I'm saying have a funeral for it. Because here's why funerals are so important. Because funerals, what they do is they allow you to grieve. And they allow you to process. And they allow you to say, to remember fun things. Also remember hard things. Also be able to go through the different steps you need to do. That's what a funeral is meant to be able to do that. But if you stuff it, you'll never be able to deal with your trauma. But I'm telling you, have a funeral for it because then you know that thing is dead now. That trauma. I'm not going to keep it alive. Because people who stuff things, I'm just talking about I have friends that have never dealt with different areas in their life, and they stuffed them. What they've done, they think that they're just getting them away, but what they're doing is keeping something alive that should be dead. And so I'm going to deal with this stuff so I can look out. Because God needs my eyesight to be right. And so I wasn't going to do this, but I'm just going to do this anyway. Because it was helping me as we were sitting here seeing Tiffany and Phil talking and sharing these wonderful stories. But you don't. What some of you don't know is that 10 years ago, Tiff's parents passed away. Yeah. About, was it 3 or 4 days? 3 days apart. Yeah. And I'm looking at somebody who has not bowed to the idol of trauma and is able to keep their eyes out for other people. And talking about Mary and Logan, oh, you guys are great and amazing. And they're able to see other people because they're not stuck in their 10 years trauma of, oh my God, so many things were stolen from me, and so many things. Listen, yes, some of those things are true, but you guys were able to deal with them, and you had a funeral, you didn't stuff it, and you're able to be able to see some of these things and not let trauma be an idol. Instead of walking to another city and only think, when are they going to stone me? Instead of think, look at all these people that don't know Jesus. This was something that was just reverberating around in my heart when I was reading this. And I'm thinking about tonight. And I'm thinking about, Lord, help me not get my eyes on myself, so that we can roll out the red carpet for every single person who's coming in here. Because it's not just the ladies that are coming here. It's the families. It's also the husbands. It's also the grandparents. There are so many people that are actually connected to what is going to happen tonight. Yes, tonight is going to be phenomenal. Yes, there's going to be girls that their lives are going to be changed, forever changed, and purpose is going to come into their life again. But I'm telling you, there is so many ripple effects, and I don't want to have my eyes stuck onto my idol. Because of something that happened 10 years ago, something happened 20 years ago, something that happened when somebody said one wrong thing that just I was never able to deal with. Because there's so many times that we run away from God's purpose in our life. Because, like, you don't understand what I went through. And I'm not going to bow to that idol. I'm going to understand it. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to work through it, all that kind of thing. But listen, the only thing I bow to is Jesus. That's the only thing that I ever bow to. And so everything, because of that, everything else bows as well to Jesus. My trauma bows to Jesus. My pain bows to Jesus. My heart, my stuff that I'm walking through that is hard bows to Jesus. My feelings bow to Jesus. My emotions bow to Jesus. My time bows to Jesus. All of those things bow to Jesus. And because of that, then I'm able to see everybody else. And I'm able to see, like, oh, and the trouble that I deal with, the trouble that I deal with is about other people not seeing who Jesus is. That's the trouble. That's what deeply troubles me. I'm not there yet, but man, I'm working towards it. I love Paul's example at this moment. So Lord, help us all to be the best leaders that we can be. Father, help us to get our eyes where we need and have the right kind of trouble in our hearts and lives, in Jesus' name.